Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Enter the Light. Happy New Year and Happy Friday. Well, that was a surprise. I didn't expect that. We don't have that on our show. Well, once again, welcome to Enter the Light. Happy New Year and Happy Friday. This is Sue Fields Del Amante. I'm filling in for Jan tonight. And I am joined by Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson, who are both extremely talented people. And our subject tonight is going to be New Year's resolution making versus manifesting intentions. So who would like to go first to discuss that? And welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You want to take it, Ryan, or you want me to go? I was really caught off guard with that. I thought it was on purpose. Hey,
I was going to say, they don't sound as pitchy as I do. You know, I thought America's got down to like, You don't want me to be doing that stuff. All right, sorry about that, guys.
Not at all.
I guess my only comment is when it comes to resolutions, I don't know if I can speak much to that, but it's always fun to make a resolution and try to stick to it. But we all know as part of humanity that after the first 30 or 60 days, we're like, that was too hard. I don't know about that. Resolutions are always tough to do. So I always try in my own mind and my own experience to do something that is meetable or reasonable with my own limits of my own body, mind, and spirit. And in terms of manifestation of intentions, I think what people need to remember, and I need to remember this as well, is that all thought forms are energy. Everything is energy. So when you want to manifest something, you first think about it. And I guess an analogy that I suppose I can use this analogy for my daughter was, Dad, I want you to go to the store and buy me this, that, and the other thing. That was a thought form. So how does that manifest? Well, it enters my mind, and I think, okay, well, I need to think about what she's saying. So I take that thought form, and I physically start to manifest it. So I take a pen and paper down, and I write down a grocery list, and then I'm thinking, do I really want to go out here in minus 40 degree weather in Wisconsin and do this for my daughter? Well, I have to, because I don't want to hear the end of it. So the process of manifestation, in my mind, is taking it from an energy thought form into physical reality, which means, and not to dumb it down, but it means, okay, now I have to put my shoes on, put my jacket on, I got to get the car keys, and drive to the store, I have to go buy it, come back, and everything. So it's a process. So the thought form of, she goes, Daddy, I want these things from the store till I actually bring it home. That whole process is a manifestation of thought form to physical reality. I suppose you can use that in different forms of your life, whether it be from, that example, or if it's, or your love life, or you know, you or things of that nature. So it's the idea of taking the energy and creating something physical out of it, and it takes work. Work is force times distance. That's the physics of it, and it does take a lot of work. So I guess those are my little thoughts on it. It's a tough subject to talk about because manifestation is, you know, it can take several different forms, and it all depends on what people want to manifest in their lives. You know, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's spiritual. So it all depends. And so that's what I've got for you. Thank you so much. So that'll pass.
Thank you, Ryan. It all ties in together. Shannon, what do you have on the subject?
Well, along with what Ryan was saying, that yes, thoughts are energy. Words have energy based on the intent that we put behind them, of what we're feeling, how we're thinking about it. I used to really struggle with New Year's resolutions. And I used to try to do them, and I'd always fail. Until my work with spirit, when I started to realize that by giving myself, by making a New Year's resolution, like, okay, for a lot of us women, and I'm seriously guilty of this for like 20 years with my resolution, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be more fit. I'm going to exercise, right? Through my work with spirit, I realized by making that type of resolution, because if we look at the word, it's a demand and a decision to do something as though we're lacking it somehow. Words have power. The intent we put behind them have power. So I stopped doing resolutions and went, okay, that's out of here, because I was seeing it as I'm making resolutions about, see, I see myself lacking in. Now I need to look at the words I'm using, and instead, if I use intention in a way that is going to have a positive momentum within energy, within my own energy, so instead of seeing something like, I need to lose weight, instead it was like, you know what? I want to be as healthy as my body feels good at. Whatever that natural state of being is, doesn't matter what the doctor's chart says that I should be for 5 foot tall, because that's a standard that's not within my body's realm. But the more that I started to work on the intention of the words I was using towards the manifestations I wanted to create in my life, the energy shifted. And it was much easier to make those intentions and goals into actual physical creation through manifestation, because the intent changed. There was no more looking at ways that I was misbehaving or being a bad person or what society says I should fit into. Instead, it was like, hey, let's start working on what is my intention in how I walk this year for myself and those around me? How do I want my energy and the intention of my energy to touch them? And all of a sudden, you start finding that the things that you need, desire, want to create became a whole lot easier to happen. And there was no more seeing a lack in life. That's my two cents.
That's really good. I really like that. And I believe along the line of both of you too, it's when we're making a New Year's resolution, we're pointing out a negative. And we all know the more you focus on negative energy, negative thoughts, negative beings, the more negativity you're bringing in. So we have to go in there with positive intentions and focus on the positive. That's the only way we're going to bring more positive energy, more light, more love, better health, everything into our lives is by focusing on the positive and not on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts anyway, so.
That's awesome. That's
well, we have a couple callers waiting. Do you want to get on with taking in some calls?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. We'll grab our first caller, and that's area code 860. Are you with us?
Wow, yes, thank you.
Can we have your name, please?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, and how can we help you tonight?
I seem to be struggling in every aspect of my life, and I'm wondering if Spirit can offer me any guidance.
Okay. All right. First of all, if you guys don't mind, do you want me to go ahead and go first so you can focus a little bit?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, I'm trying to read our energy field right now, so if you want to go ahead and do that, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, the first thing that I'm picking up is that you have to stop being so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up over every single little thing. You have to remember that we are surrounded constantly love from God or source or spirit, whatever you want to call it, our angels, our spirit guides, our loved ones that have crossed over. They're all there to help us. They all love us. And you need to focus more on that positive love energy around you and lighten up. Try to work on clearing your space of the negative energy, the negative thought process. Bring in more positive, more energy, more light. And that's the way that you're going to be able to move ahead. I can even hear it in your voice when you're talking that you're just like, oh, I'm done.
Hopeless.
It's not hopeless, though. It's never hopeless. You have to sit down, figure out what is best for you in every situation, and take steps to make sure that you're looking out for yourself. If it means finding a new job, find a new job. If it means finding a new life mate, then you find a new life mate. If it's getting away from a negative family member, get away from that person. Just because you're related to somebody by blood does not mean you have to spend your life being tortured by them. You are the absolute most important person in your world. You have to take care of you. You have to put energy and do what's best for you. It's like the old saying, you cannot pour from an empty pitcher. So you can't keep giving of yourself to everybody else when you're not bringing anything in for you. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. All right. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. So how was your day today? How would you describe your day?
Depressing.
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Depressing.
It was interesting. All right.
Depressed.
So why? Did you say interesting or depressing?
Depressing.
She said depressing.
Oh, depressing. Okay. Boy, I have to adjust my earbuds. I'm sorry. I just bought these from Walmart, and obviously they're not working too well. I'm not going to pry into that. But I will tell you that as I'm trying to read your energy field, I need you to like they say in Star Wars or Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back, I need you to lower your defenses a little bit. I'm having a hard time getting into your energy field for whatever reason, so I just need to I need you to drop your shoulders and relax and just say, ooh, suck. Okay? Could you do that for me, please? Okay, because right now, so there are four planes, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual, associated with an energy field. I'm picking up some emotional distress from a relationship. Something went haywire there. And I'm also picking up my third eye, sixth chakra, or your pineal gland, as the doctors would call it, got red hot. I need you to stop denying your mediumship abilities and accept who you are as a medium, okay? Need you to just relax. Like I said, drop your shoulders. Back of my neck is tight. What else am I picking up here? Come on, Lisa, work with me here.
I'm trying.
No. It's okay. It's okay. I just want you to relax and just. There's no pressure here. I mean,
you got the
you
haywire
know.
Because I haven't seen my only child in 4 years because of the woman he's with. So that's a good word for it. Haywire.
I didn't mean to call a spade, but that's how my spirit came.
Oh, please do. Please.
They put these words into my head, and
That was helpful.
Well, I spit them out like a dummy, and then I'm like,
oh my God.
It
helps me. I finally reached the point of saying, hey, what the hell?
Well, if this was Howard Stern Radio, I would tell you exactly how my spirit team was calling it, but I can't do that.
Oh dear.
Yeah, no. We all know how Howard Stern works, but that's not how this show is. So I'm gonna keep it G-rated here.
Thank you.
But my forehead is red hot, which means that I'm picking up the sense that. I don't know how this has to do with being haywired, but you're kind of blocking yourself for being who you truly are. I got a little bit of heartburn, a little bit of acid reflux. I don't know what the heck it is. Maybe Pepto-Bismol would soothe that. There's a little bit of stuff going on, but I guess from the relationship standpoint, what I was picking up from your emotional plane is I guess I would say what the old famous Eleanor Roosevelt would say is, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So when things are haywire, when things are going wrong in your life, let it go in one ear and out the other. Lisa needs to do what's important for Lisa, and you're kind of like an oversaturated sponge, where if you don't wring it out, it just becomes an exercise in futility. Where you know it doesn't work anymore, so you have to wring that sponge out and set up boundaries. And there's a lack of boundaries with you. I'm not trying to sound crass, but learn the boundary issue, and try to undiscombobulate. That's a word. I don't know. I just made that one up. Try to reorganize your fences around yourself. And if things are haywire, maybe it's just time to walk away and do a restart. So I hope that makes sense to you, because I'm kind of auto-speaking right now for my spirit team, so I don't know if that resonates with you at all. I hope it does.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay. Shannon, what do you have for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. So while Ryan and Sue were talking to you, I was getting a couple of things popping up besides the other piece that's going to chirp in here. But I'm not sure if you ever saw the original Dr. Doolittle movie, the really old one, not Eddie Murphy's, where they have the push-me-pull-me llama. Back and forth, can't decide which way to go. But they're showing it to me as that's not you. That's the energy that's going on around you. It's like being in a tug of war, and a tug of war on your heart, especially where your child is concerned. It's like, and that you've also been going through what is often referred to as a dark night of the soul, where it's very alienating, and it feels kind of like everybody else took off and you're in this dark pit where it seems like the world is crashing on your head in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
That resonates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, dark night of the soul times are one of our most valuable times, and so they really want you to know, don't feel hopeless. This is a time in which going within is really going to help, exploring and voicing your emotions for yourself, whether you're using it in a journal, whether you use it in song, like turn the radio up on to a bunch of different songs that relate to those emotions that you've been going over and over and over. What could I have done right? What did I do wrong? Everybody's telling me this is the whole list of drama that I'm in. You know, those kinds of things. By allowing yourself to finally give them a voice. Doesn't need to be anybody else hears it. It's for you. It'll allow you to begin to move through it and start to see that you're moving up out of that dark night and out of that tunnel. Boundaries is an important factor for you because all of your boundaries have been stripped away. When you started to make some in your previous relationship, they kept getting deteriorated. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they're like, she tries, and then it's like somebody comes through with a big old Mack truck and just runs it right over.
That's what I say all the time. Exactly.
So now they're like, now it's time to empower you. Okay, and it's starting with simple steps for yourself. Make yourself a list of things. And be careful with the verbiage, because with spirit, the words no, not, never, they drop off. They become, I do want it. Okay? But it's starting to give yourself permission to feel empowered in who you are and that your voice has value. Your emotions have value. Your experiences have value. And the more that you can start working on this for yourself and writing down things like when people speak to me, my voice will be heard and respected. Something simple like that. It's little boundaries and mantras that you create for yourself that you keep repeating to yourself, or you print it out and put it on the mirrors, on the refrigerator, those kinds of things, so that it's continually being reaffirmed in your energy. And this will help you to begin to make headway in all of the different paths that are kind of discombobulated at the moment. All right?
Okay.
Okay. including ones about your daughter. Okay?
Son. My son, yeah.
Your son? Okay.
Yeah.
It's your son. So things of reminders for yourself. I am his mother, and he will always know that I love him unconditionally. Reaffirming to yourself, the situation will end up working its way, because it always does. So all you need to focus on is the emotions and intent that you're putting towards your son. When you do get opportunities coming down the road of interacting with him, that's your focus. You and him, whether it's a conversation, a letter, a visit, it doesn't matter. That's your focus, that I am responsible for my relationship with my son in knowing that I am here for him with unconditional love when he needs me. That's all you need to do with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, one step at a time.
Ask you all something. I was working on this path of mediumship and Reiki Master and all these things, and then Dorian Virtue came out and said, don't use my cards, read the Bible, don't pay attention to my, you know, throw away my Ascended Master's book, and I freaked.
I'll respond to that one.
Have I been doing something wrong? I mean, I feel...
No.
I'm a Catholic.
No.
You have not been doing anything wrong. What you need to understand is Doreen changed courses for Doreen.
Well,
okay?
She's telling us to throw the books and the cards away, so it's like...
Yes, I know. I have some of her decks and a couple of her books.
I have most of her decks, and I'm like,
no.
I'm afraid to touch them now. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on?
You just set it aside. You need to listen to what resonates for you in your heart. Whether working with spirit resonates the most for you, or if it's another belief system, or it's none at all, or just working with nature, you need to go with what is right and feels right for you. And that will always guide you.
Okay.
Doreen's path went a different direction. I know in the spiritual community it's been a big kind of shock, and yet there's a lot of us still out there, still doing the work, still developing, still working on our abilities, and we're all okay. It's what's right for us, so follow what's right for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for that clarification. That's very helpful. I just felt my soul go,
You're not the only one. It was like a shockwave through the spiritual communities. Going,
you know,
wait a minute.
It was kind of like the mother of all of this for all of us, I think. Really? She was doing it long before anybody else out there, really.
And a lot of
there
us
were
changed,
others. Yeah.
A lot of us changed paths in the middle of the trip. And that's all it is. She's going in a different direction. I still work with her cards.
Okay.
That is one of the things that I use. I think it's the intention that you put into what you use and how you use it. It doesn't matter if it's one of Doreen's cards, if it's somebody else's cards, or if it's just messages you get from spirit. It's what your intentions are and how you use them.
Always love.
Yes, always.
Okay, thank you so much. I mean, I even took her card reading. Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, if it feels
that
right
me a
to you.
Fortune for what you're trying to give up.
Well, I hope we were able to help you some, Lisa.
Bless you all, and blessed, happy, healthy New Year to you all.
Thank you. You too. And please call us back and let us know how you're doing. And we also have a Sacred Embers group Facebook page. And if you ever need support or need anything, we're all there for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you for being there. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another caller. area code 831. Are you with us?
Hi, good evening. Yes, I am.
Can we have your name, please?
Karen.
I'm sorry?
Karen.
Karen?
Yes, Karen.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
I like what you were saying to that one lady about her voice and her voice being heard. And when I talk to people, it's a pattern that they talk over me and interrupt me. It's a pattern.
So you're working on finding your own voice, too.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Let's see what we get for you.
Thank you.
I am feeling that you are really hiding yourself. You're not letting the true you come through. You kind of stand back in the shadows and don't have enough confidence. You doubt yourself too much. You need to take a deep breath and let yourself know you are good enough. And like Shannon was saying, put it out there that when you speak, you will be heard and you will be respected. And just work on building up your confidences. And what is best for you. Don't let other people dictate what's best for you. You have to remember who you are and how powerful you are, how loving you are, how you're constantly surrounded by God and the angels. And I'm getting a feeling that your chakras are out of alignment too. So do some chakra exercises and work on that, and especially your throat chakra, to open that up so your voice is heard. When we get our energy fields all balanced and aligned, and then we can start opening them up more. And when you get that throat chakra opened, then you're going to be heard more, and people are going to understand what you're saying. And say it with confidence. Don't go in quietly and say, well, I think. No, this is my opinion. Make yourself be heard. Do you have some psychic abilities?
Yes.
Okay, and you're kind of pushing them off to the side and not working with them?
I was more intuitive and empathic, but, or maybe that psychic, I'm not sure about the terminology, but I do work with them daily. As far as I know.
Yeah, try more meditation and concentrate on opening up. I think that there's more psychic abilities there that you're not paying attention to.
Okay.
So, you know, do some meditation on that. Contact your spirit team, your spirit guides, your angels.
Okay.
I'm getting the name Jacob, so I'm not sure if that could possibly be your main spirit guide to call on when you need help, but I'm picking up the name Jacob. But really work on the meditations, the chakra, and your personal energy field, and be more confident, more verbal when you're speaking with others so that they understand and they hear you.
Okay. Okay.
And that's what I'm picking up for you. Ryan, do you have anything for her tonight?
Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
I didn't hear you say it louder.
Hi, Ryan.
I was just kidding. I was just like, come on, this is the Super Bowl. We're winning, right? So, Karen, Sue nailed this. When I was scanning your energy field, I got my larynx, my voice box. What do you call that thing?
Larynx.
Thank you. I knew it started with an L. Associated with your, your fifth chakra, got pinched. Failure to speak your truth. You're not doing that. You need to do that. And I also got tight jaw muscles, my upper jaw, which means you're pursing your lips, you're just like grimacing, you're taking in a lot of negative, energies or a lot of smack talk, if you will, and you're really not telling people, I don't know if boundaries is the right word or putting them in their place is the right word, but you're taking a lot of stuff in and you're just not expressing yourself as you should be. And that's not a bad thing as long as you purge it out, but just learn the boundaries, learn the fences, because if you don't do that, it's going to spill down into your fourth chakra, okay, to your heart, and over time, depression is going to set in, because you sound a little depressed to me. I'm picking up a little depression. And picking up sadness from you, those energies. So in order to clear that stuff, what I would recommend you do is maybe once or twice a week, grab yourself some Epsom salt, take a nice warm Epsom salt bath, Karen, and get yourself a black hematite stone. And as you're working to develop these boundaries and these fences around you, the crystal, the black hematite, and there's a couple other ones out there that help you out too. They will absorb that stuff for you to help you out, okay? It's kind of like a suit of armor, if you will. What else do I have? Hold on here for a second, please. I'm picking up a little bit of digestive tract issues, but I don't think that's earth shattering. Just make sure you're eating healthy, whole foods from the earth. I think you're running a tight ship there. I think that's about it. Do you have any questions for me?
No, but thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate that reading, and Sue too.
I hope that was helpful. And don't forget to get yourself a little dream catcher if you don't already have one, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can get them on eBay from China or whatever. They're like a buck or two, but just make sure you get the white sage so when it comes in you can cleanse it and do all that monkey business. And then don't forget to get yourself some blue solar water too, okay? You know what blue solar water is?
No.
It's under the principle of Dr. Han Liu, Ho'oponopono, under the Hawaiian. Okay, so look that stuff up, and it's all part of the healing integration that you will need to complete your process. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. I mean, you Google Dr. Hanlu Ho'oponopono, you'll see it right away. The blue solar water, you Google that, you'll see it right away. That'll kind of help you out, get you back to zero, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So, I know it sounds a little weird, but this is some the tools in your toolbox to help you out.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, I'll pass it on to what's that?
Not weird at all. I mean, to me, it's not weird at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was going to look it up after you mentioned it because I didn't know about blue solar water, but I was going to look it up, but I do know what you're talking about now.
The blue solar water, that's from the sun god Ra. And you'll find that when you put this water into the food jar, after a couple hours, the sun god the water actually tastes sweeter. Which is, I was like, holy cow, is that weird? I was like, shut the front door. This isn't really real, but it was. My daughter's like, wow, this tastes good. So yeah, check that out. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Okay, Ryan. Thank you, too.
You're very welcome.
You.
Thanks, Ryan. And Shannon?
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. So two things to add into here is start adding in some blue and orange colors into your wardrobe, especially up in the throat area for your throat chakra. And also some turquoise. You can find it in jewelry. You can get a tumbled stone. You could get a pyramid. But if you want
okay.
something that's going to be sitting separate from yourself, then you're going to want to keep that in your bedroom near where you sleep. Otherwise, they're showing wearing it. Turquoise will help with clearing the voice, clearing the throat chakra. They show me a lot of suppression of feelings. You're very, very empathic, but you got a big combination of squashed stuff that some of it's yours and some of it's not. It's part of the abilities. You've always been clairsentient, which is clear feeling.
Yeah.
But you absorb a lot of people's feelings, and they feel great when they leave you, and you feel like crap afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. You are a natural transmuter, okay? Transformer. Think of it that way. You know, like you see an electrical transformer. You're basically an energy transformer. Your empathic abilities are wired in which when people connect with you, especially emotionally, you're a very good listener, but you pull that stuff off, like almost like a big vacuum cleaner. It gets sucked off of them, and they feel great when they leave you. But for you, they're showing me you were never given the tools about how to be able to keep flushing that energy through rather than it staying within your own. That's why you have a bit of a backlog that's affecting a couple of the other chakras, but it is also affecting the throat chakra in a very large impact because it also kind of makes you swallow your own emotions when you're trying to voice them clearly. Excuse me, I need to get a sip of tea here.
Okay.
So part of what you can do, you can use a shower, you can use a sage cleansing, you can use all kinds of different formats. I like the shower. You got to take a shower, right? Everybody takes a shower. Water is powerful. It's an energy conductor. And you can use the water with the intent of clearing and releasing all blocked emotions and energies that have been clogging in your system, and picture it going right out with the water down the drain. Okay? This is also going to be a part of a boundary for you to start working with and creating for yourself, is that creating the protective bubble with mirrors reflecting out towards the others, which allows you then to interact. And the more that you practice on allowing yourself that, yes, it's okay to feel it, but you want it to kind of be like, yeah, I'm feeling it come in, and I am visualizing it going right out the bottoms of my feet back to Mother Earth, because it's not mine. I can listen, I can help, but this is not mine to hold on to, and you allow it to go out the bottom of your feet back to Mother Earth and to Source to regenerate. Okay? That'll help you to start feeling better on an everyday basis the more that you start practicing it, and it becomes almost a natural thing that you won't even have to think about much as you start working with it more, and it'll help that throat chakra to clear up. I do recommend that you probably in a couple of months,
yeah,
once you've had a little bit of time of working on this, then in a couple of months, like early spring would be a good time for you to go ahead and do a session with an energy healer or a practitioner, whether you do it via distance or in your area, and have them help do a full cleanse of all of the chakras from the star seed down to the earth chakra and kind of give you a little clear reset. So first start with your practicing, working on those boundaries and clearing, and then that session will be more productive for you and will actually help your energy to get quite a boost back to where you feel more empowered. Okay?
Thank you very much, Sharon. Yes, thank you. Okay, I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
All of you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for calling in, Karen. I hope we were able to help you.
I will appreciate it.
And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is area code 630. Are you with us, 630?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Can we have your name, please?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we help you, then?
Okay. Oh, so can I just ask a question? Or?
Sure.
Okay. So I just wondered what you see if I'm going to be moving next year, and if so, what you see with that?
A move. Let me see what I pick up for you. I'm getting water. Do you live by the water, or are you looking near the water?
No, not at all. I'm not looking near the water, and I don't live near the water.
I don't know. I'm seeing water.
I'm not sure about that. I'm looking.
I can confirm I'm getting the same water.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not moving near water. It's in an area near me here, and I'm not near water.
Okay.
I mean, do you see me moving next year? And I wondered if you, what you see with that, beyond that, because it's definitely not water.
If I am not picking up anything about a move, the only thing that I keep seeing is water. So I don't know what that is supposed to symbolize.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, that is all that I'm picking up is
okay.
water.
Well, then can I ask in general, like, what do you see happening
if,
in the next 6 months in general with me, like, you know, change-wise?
Are either of you, Ryan or Shannon, picking up anything for Lisa that you want to share?
I am not. Unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay.
There's a blockage here. I apologize, Lisa. I'm not able to read your energy, Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm getting zip.
Hi, Lisa.
Shannon, how about you?
Hi. So water
Hi.
Can also be near, like, you know, how some communities have a pond with a fountain
mm-hmm.
or a stream.
Yeah, well, we can
okay.
forget the moose. We can, like,
no.
I guess
but
my
question
is
But that was what I was trying
not...
to bring up, but in relation to the move, I do pick up that there is a small relocation, but not a big relocation. But it is a place that has water on the premises, near the premises. And the other part of the message as far as the water is that, and with this, your question about the next 6 months and into next year,
mm-hmm.
The water I'm seeing is very, what would this look like to be able to give a fitting description for it? It's more like a babbling creek versus a running stream of water. And so this is a representative of the flow of change around you. So you're wanting to bring in more positive changes, but yet it's kind of only on the flow of a babbling creek at the time, if you can picture that type of visual versus a river flowing smooth. So they're telling me to that part of it is that you need to kind of remove what you see as obstacles, because those are only, they only have the power that you're giving them. And the more
mm-hmm.
that you can begin to eliminate the mental obstacles that you see in your way, it's kind of like pulling those rocks out of the babbling creek to allow it to have a smooth flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So the more that you focus on this, it's going to help all of the other challenges that are current in your flow to begin to dissipate, and it's going to allow your move to be more successful next year.
Do you see a lot of different changes happening in the next 6 months? Mm-hmm.
We always have changes. So it's all in how you receive them or perceive them as to whether you see them as big or large. But really they show it as a lot of them are small. But
well,
that's
I guess,
part
I guess
of the problem
me, it,
is sometimes
it's,
you
it's
make
been,
them bigger. So
yeah,
it
but it's
like
a lot of major changes going on in my life, like major,
mm-hmm.
major things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you see this stuff being happening. I'm in the midst of it right now. It's hard to say on the phone, but I just wondered if you see these things happening, like in the beginning of the year or the middle of the year. Do you see anything with that? Like there are major things going on.
The major things?
Yeah, they're really good.
The
too.
Major things
I mean,
are really pretty much steady throughout the year. I mean, it's. I'm not picking
Well, I don't
up.
Know. It's more like I can retire. It's a lot of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with money.
Yeah.
Money that's happening. And do you see that happening in the beginning of the year or the middle of the year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right now it's the beginning already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
some very big
let
money
Let me answer
changes.
You this way. Spirit, when you're trying to look at time frames, like we like to look at here,
Mm-hmm.
Time doesn't translate the same to them. So you're better off asking, you know, something like, does it begin to get smoother after this event, like, say, retirement? Once I have my retirement date, do these other things smooth out? Spirit's going to give a different answer. When we try to confine it into months and days and years, Spirit kind of goes, psh, really doesn't matter to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way we're looking at it.
Well, then I guess the question, thank you, Shannon, I think you make sense. So the question could be more like, do you see this money thing, like, gosh,
balancing
like happening?
Out.
Like yeah. It's not even balancing. It's just, it's a major thing that's going on. I can't really get into it on the phone. But is it going to be resolved where I'm going to, like, be able to retire by the middle of the year if I prefer and move? It's all based upon this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't. I mean, you know, I'm working on my spiritual life every day, but this other thing that's happening is going to, like, in terms of, like, a lot of major changes in my life, I have to wait to get this to be able to do the things that I want to do different, like the move and, you know, actually retire completely. I don't know, you know.
They're showing it that it's going to come out feeling pretty balanced on all sides of the coin. But they do want you to change the intent of energy that you're looking at it with. They're telling me because it's kind of your energy goes up building towards it, and then it gets into the questioning, and so that energy starts to drop back down. So they're like, use the words, when I get this money and it is resolved, then I will see the difference in the verbiage. When this is resolved. So they're saying change the energy of the words and the thoughts that you're putting towards this to have actually happened in a balanced, cohesive, best way for you. And when this happens, then I will bump. Okay? And that'll help to change it, and it'll also help it to clear up and happen a little bit faster for you.
Okay. Do you think maybe by June or could be earlier?
I wouldn't even want to try to bound it in any kind of time frame because that would just work against you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not in my control.
It is coming up very, very clearly that it is going to resolve within this year. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm getting knots in my stomach right now because I'm just going through so much with it. You know, it's like I'm giving it over to God, but I don't know.
But you're blocking a lot with your emotions. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like everything's coming up now. Like we have to go, you know, like do all this stuff next week, and I don't know. I'm just getting really nervous from it.
So use a journal. Use a journal. That's a really good way to get the mental and the emotional bodies to have their expression, and allows you to release the blockages that you're holding all that stuff in with, and it'll help it. Because there's so many things going on, the more that you're spinning, you're pulling yourself down. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because
so
lately
it got
to a crescendo. Like for a while, there was nothing going on with it, and then all of a sudden now it's everything in this next month that's happening. So I guess I just have to kind of, I think, leave it over to God. Like I believe in God a lot, and just pretty much know that everything always works out for the best. Because otherwise, I almost feel like my heart like is like fluttering too much because I'm getting so nervous about it. You know what I mean? This week, these past few days, and like it's out of my control completely, and then I found out all this just other stuff that upset me with it. So I'm just going to have to kind of like leave it, like let go of it completely because it's just not in my control. But, you know, I do appreciate your thoughts on that, and I'm trying to work on you know, also, like, I don't know, I was thinking of dating a little bit, like maybe going to things more, but I found that I don't really meet people when I go to things more. Like, I was thinking maybe I should do a dating service or something like that, but I don't know. I'm probably getting into too many questions here.
There's a lot that we need to know out there, that's for sure. Well, thank you for that, Shannon. I hope we were able to help you just a little bit.
Thank you. You people were lovely. I really appreciate Shannon, too. So can I just stay on the line and listen for a bit?
Absolutely. You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 860. Are you with us?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Can we have your name, please?
Yep, it's Amla.
Amla, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Kind of cold. It's like 7 degrees where I am. Yeah,
I know what you mean. We've been in the freezer, too. I remember talking to you before.
I do remember your voice.
Yeah. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Okay, so I'm very specific question. It's about me hiring a writing coach. I'm really adamant and very aggressive about finding the right match for me, and I was wondering if you believe that, like, I'm trying to find somebody who's for my highest good. I'm very intuitive myself, and I'm also legally blind. So a lot of them like to email, and I actually purposely asked them if we could talk over the phone. So I interviewed about 10 people. I'm not kidding you. And then I narrowed it down to 2. And this woman, Lori, sounds really like a good fit, but I just don't want to spend money that might be used in another person or another direction. You know what I mean?
Okay. I am picking up for you is, and I'm getting a lot of positive energy, and as long as you can remain in the leadership role, she will be a good match for you.
Okay.
But the minute whoever you try to work with tries to put you in the back seat and take you out of the leadership role, you know they're not the right one.
Okay.
But I...
Do you feel,
I feel
good
about it.
Okay, go ahead, please. Please go ahead.
I feel good about it. Like I said, as long as you're able to stay in charge, because you can really read people well.
Yes.
So... after a few conversations, throw out some tricky questions on a situation and see what kind of a response you get, and you'll know immediately.
Can you expand on that a little bit, like tricky questions? I'll just know. Do you think intuitively I'll just know what kind of
You will. I'm not a writer, so I can't really think of anything specific, but like if I were looking for a dog sitter, and I might throw out a question, well, how would you go about it if so-and-so got out of the yard? What would you do then? What would be the steps? What would you do if I'm gone and this happens to this dog? And see what the response is, what the attitude with the response is to the question, and what the follow-through is.
Okay.
You'll know immediately. It's like, well, I would make sure the other dog was secure, and I would be out looking for that dog, and I would contact the list that you gave me, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I would know, okay, maybe I can trust this person. Now here's a second trick question. But just something that would go along with your style of writing that only looking out for your better good, for the best for you, for the good for you, would know
may
how
I
to
ask,
respond.
May I ask, what do you feel about this woman, Kelly? There's two of them. Like, so it's Kelly and Lori. I'm leaning more towards Lori, but I just am asking.
Which one has darker hair?
Both of them are dirty blonde, but I think it's Kelly who has darker hair because Lori's blonde.
Okay. Because I was picking up darker hair, so
okay.
Don't know if that means she would be the right one or she would be the one to test more. So
yes. Here's the difference. I mean, I read their both of their websites again, like for the third time, both of them. And Kelly is coaching. She has writing background, but she hasn't written any books. Lori has, and she's written for the New York Times. And obviously, if you've written a book, I mean, that's a great way to write my own, which is that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the things that you would have to look at all the reviews on the book. Was it her book that she wrote for herself? Did she help write it for somebody else? What were the reviews of the people working with her like?
Yes.
You know,
they were really,
like that.
Yeah. They were very excited to work with her, and they got their books published. She's helped several people get their books out. So,
okay, I'm going to say follow your gut because it sounds like you already know.
Okay. I tend to overthink, I know. But, I want to make my decision by Monday.
Yeah.
So
you already know. You already know.
Yeah.
So what do you have for Emla, Ryan?
Hey, Emla, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, I am fan-dan-tabulous. Thank you. You know, Sue nailed it, and I'm going to tell you something you already know. You don't have to wait till Monday because you already know. Lori is egotistical. She's not the right person. I got butterflies in my stomach right when you mentioned her name, so I'm going to call a spade with you. I got in my third eye. My pineal gland is on fire right now. So that means you know that use your intuition. Use your mediumship skills. Don't second guess yourself, man. Don't second guess yourself, Amelia. Just you know what you need to do. Is smooth, rico, and suave as Lori is, and as successful as she is, whatever, who really cares? So don't, she's not the right person. And I think you know that in your heart of hearts.
Who'd you say wasn't the right person?
Lori.
Was not the right person?
Lori,
it isn't? Really?
I don't believe so, unless I could be wrong here. I've been wrong before.
No, you could. I don't. Wow, because I was leaning towards Lori and not Kelly. Kelly's the other lady.
I'm picking some. Like I said, I'm picking up some egotistical pride issues with her. So, like I said,
okay.
Take it with a grain of salt, say. I think, like I said, I picked up some butterflies in my stomach when you were talking about it. Shannon could override me. or that's how that works. It's been a long day, but I when you started talking about her, I picked up butterflies in my stomach, and it may have been the same butterflies that you had in your stomach about her, even though you said that she's published books or
her clients help them publish several books, and she's actually a magazine editor, and she works for the New York Times, and she sends several she won an award or something. Yeah.
So when you get at that level, there's a certain pride that comes with that. There's a certain ego that comes with that. And I'm not too sure that would serve you very well. Not to say that she's not a good human being. I'm sure she is.
Sure.
But for what you're looking for, you need... I can feel my feet hammering into earth right now. You need someone who's down to earth. And maybe the other woman is a better fit for you. You need someone who's down to earth that can relate to you, and someone that can say, "Hi, how are you? I will respond to your text. I will return your calls. If you call me and leave a voicemail, I will return that call within 3 hours versus 3 days. I will not ignore you. I will not ignore you. I'll be prompt with you."
Right.
You need someone who's down to earth. And I'm not picking that up from Lori. As nice as a person that she may be, she gets her Starbucks every day, whatever. So I just hope that resonates with you. I hope, boy, I'm really going on a limb here because, well, the egotistical, the pride in people, when they skyrocket up, when they become the Stephen Kings of the world, you never hear from them. You know, they're like, "Oh, I'll do this, that, I'll do this, that, and the other thing for you." And yeah, so now, anyways, with that, I'll shrink down to my little planet Earth, and I don't know. I hope that was helpful to you.
It's okay. You get what you get, and I respect that. So it's ultimately like, you know, I do have to use my intuition. I just don't want to waste my time anymore. Like, here's what's going on. Just in a nutshell, I've been, like, taking classes here and there, and, you know, there's this one lady who was one of the interviewed person. I totally X'd her out. And there was a reason why, is because she's like, "Well, just write." And I'm like, this is not just, like, something to do. It's execution time. I need to produce this. I don't want to just write. I can write in my own diary and journal, like you were telling the other lady, you know, but that's totally different than what my goal is. I want to get it done. So.
Well, you need someone whose vibrational frequency matches yours, and you need someone who is as grounded as you are. And I'm not picking that up from Lori right now, that she is as grounded as you are. She's a little flighty, like a hot air balloon, if you know what I mean. I don't know if that's maybe that could be the best analogy, but she's like, "Woo-hoo," out there a little bit. But you know, so that's my two cents. With that, I'll pass over to Shannon.
Okay, thank you, Brian, and hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi.
I do write, so.
Okay, great.
And it's a challenge. These are like our babies it's trying to give birth of, you know. And I've had that same sentence given to me by many people over the years of just right. You know, like, okay. So Kelly's the one with the darker hair. Right.
I believe so, yeah. I'm also legally blind, but that's okay.
That's
I think
okay.
She has darker hair.
We're all picking her up as having darker hair than Lori, so we're on the same page. We're good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. But I will confirm with the other two that reading it and reading the different energies, Lori is all about getting the publication, what's going to satisfy publishers, not what your story as your baby you're putting out there.
Okay.
And that's where I'm seeing the difference in the personalities.
where the other person is much more of almost like your babysitter, okay, that you're going to entrust your baby with in sharing mm-hmm. this, and is going to be that support to help you make it become what you want it to be. Versus Lori is much more of, this is the structure, this is they want, this is the typeset, this is your margins, this is how it needs to be, this is your context, right?
Okay.
So you're looking at two totally different flows of energy.
Yeah,
and what
absolutely.
Is going to allow you the creative freedom and support system to bring your story to life on the page.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there is
publishing
there is also
comes later. It really does. And I would also say, as a fellow writer, because I struggle with this, I used to work in accounting, so, you know, that's black and white bean counting, one, two, threes, you know?
Yes.
I read manuals. I was that person that read all the employee handbooks, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the rule. Okay, check mark. Mm-hmm. This is what it states. And in writing, I have had a struggle with it of having to take that concept and throw it out the window. Especially when I'm writing from the heart and I'm writing with spirit assisting. The flow is coming through. And a lot of times it's not in a sequence. It's not in what the final sequence will be. And that's where the sentence just right comes in play.
Yes.
So as writers, we have to let go of what the final product should be, that it'll be chapter 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
And instead you sit down and you're like, oh, I just have this great visual of the storyline. And even though it's in the middle of the book and you're still on page 1, you write it.
No, I understand that part.
Right.
My thing is because I'm the creative.
But your person needs to be able to help you to see that vision from the middle and help you put them into a format that's supportive.
Right.
And that's
like
one of the differences of your personalities you're looking at.
Right. I need an umbrella. I need a mission statement. And that's what I mean because I'm the creative writer. So that's what my previous work is. It's not in the garbage. It's just sporadic, you know, beautiful pieces, but it doesn't go underneath the umbrella of pick the theme of the book. That's important to implement that from the beginning, at least in my perspective, and then write. I could write from the middle of the book, so to speak.
Right.
But as long as I'm writing underneath the umbrella of the mission statement or the theme, and of course only I would know this, I'm not going to tell the audience that, it's just for me to write this. Yeah, so that's really important for me to do that. So
that's one of the differences with the two different personalities you're looking at working with. And so like Sue said about asking some other questions, that's kind of some of the area to play with in asking them about being more in the supportive side versus, no, this is the status quo side.
Right.
And that's going to help your energy flow better, and the person is going to be able to see your vision and help you actually put it into format.
Yeah, and I think it's also what, I mean, this is just life, but I mean, it's also the money factor too. It's like, their price points are completely different. It's at least $50 more or something like that, both one over the other. And so that's all going through my head as well. But I'm not going to stress out about it. I'm going to just wait and see. And in my head, I'm going to make a decision by Monday. So I'll do that.
And Spirit says stop asking your head, ask your heart.
Thank you for that, Spirit. Thank you. Of course,
ask
it's a wonderful reminder. Absolutely.
Heart will tell the head.
Yes, heart always knows what to do. Absolutely.
Yes, the head likes to dissect it.
Yeah.
Listen to
it. Yes.
Let the heart dictate it. Yeah. Good luck to you.
And thank you. I really feel like this is going to come out. My baby's going to be born this year. Yay. Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you. And happy 2018.
Thank you for calling, Emma, and the best of luck. Please call back and let us know how it goes.
I will. God bless. Take good
bless
care.
Bless you, hon. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have less than 10 minutes left. Do you want to try to take another quick caller, or do you want to just start on working, wrapping it up?
I'm indifferent. I'm neutral right now, so I'll let that be in you ladies' hands. I don't know. What do you think, Shannon?
I'm getting out of the
I agree.
it's like the old cartoon Porky thing. That's all, folks.
I went to say I'm good with whatever Sue wants to do. She's host tonight, and it just went blah, blah, blah.
That's okay.
Don't you love when your tongue takes a vacation suddenly, and you're like, oh.
Absolutely.
My mom knew that. With that.
Yeah, I barely know English, so I know how you feel.
My mom used to say, your tongue got in front of your eye teeth and you couldn't see what you were saying.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up. Shannon, you want to let everybody know where they can get hold of you at?
Sure. I'm easiest to find on Facebook, Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator /Medium. I also have a website, and if I could remember the name of it at the moment, I'd give it. But I think it went out with my tongue.
Let's see it.
They took a vacation together. We're good.
LadyAstral67.wixsite.com/home.
Yeah.
That's it.
She needs one of those purple bubble gums from Willy Wonka's factory, okay?
And Ryan, where can everybody reach you at?
HealingThroughSpirit.com, and you can also find me on Facebook, search Ryan Adragna, and my email is healing. Come on, Ryan.
Wow, that's bad. Ryan did it.
Wow.
Good thing we didn't
take
another caller.
Yes. Maybe I need to chew one of those purple bubble gums from Willy Wonka's. I don't know. HealingU74@gmail.com.
And I can be reached at Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook. I don't have a website yet, a Slacker. But I'm working on it. Oh,
very
thank
good.
You both so much
oh,
for letting me.
And we got to mention, Sue. We got to mention. Hey.
What?
You guys made a Sacred Embers Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And a Sacred Embers Facebook group where you can find all of us.
All of us are there. If you have any concerns or questions or comments, feel free to leave them, and one of us will get back with you as soon as we can. And Jan should be back next Friday night with the Sacred Embers group. I am on Wednesday nights with Lynn Bleasdale. Oh, goodness, I almost sneezed into the phone. Wednesday nights, Divine same time, same place. And Thursdays are DC Love and Eileen Powers with Angel Antics. in every Friday with Jan and Ryan and Shannon for Enter the Light. But really, I really appreciate you guys letting me work with you tonight. It's been wonderful.
Oh, that was a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun, Sue. We'll have
Thank
to do
you.
It again.
Absolutely. We will do it again.
I will master the art in English.
As long as half of it's in English, we're good.
Oh, goodness.
Well, thank you, everyone.
That's a good way to finish the show, though.
Night. It's been a wonderful, wonderful evening. I hope you all have a great weekend. Stay safe and warm. And blessings, love, and light to all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.